read somewhere that says that, I read somewhere yesterday, yeah, I read a quote somewhere yesterday, it says, procrastination is the arrogant deception that God owes you another fucking chance. No, he doesn't. Get your ass to work. He doesn't. But when you reach a new level of honesty with yourself, and you can admit that it isn't always the people or the places, it is you who continue to lead with your pain that's preventing you from making progress. When you keep allowing hurts to be the main character in every chapter, your story literally can't get better. Trust me when I say this. As a woman who once held onto a wound like a security blanket, walking into every room, space, armored up, will leave you bent out, constantly overreacting, overcorrecting, overcompensating. We have you missing out on your biggest blessings. Bitterness has you bleeding on your relationship that aren't even the cause of your brokenness. I know, I've been a victim. But am I going to stay a victim? No, I'm going to make progress. So, misery has you misjudging healthy environment because they require a shift in your mindset. Regret, shame, guilt, your mistake, memories of the betrayal, the abandonment has followed you around long enough. Stop punishing yourself for the limited direction you had back when you were faced with difficult decisions. You did the best you could with the wisdom you had. Life is all about taking the right risks that lead to the greatest reward. No matter how many times you get bruised, you have to keep waking up and betting on yourself. I'm not dismissing the fact that you were a victim, but this is about you getting your victorious ending. You were always deserving of that. After all, it's your God-given birthright. May the next new beginning prove why it was worth ripping the band-aid off and going for everything they couldn't steal from you. I don't care how they attempted to destroy you, how they spread lies about you. Your brightest future was always off-limits to them. Let the good ones in so you can win again. Everybody is not trying to destroy you. Everybody is not trying to, you know, get you out of character. Yeah. I know, acting unbothered and, you know, battling your emotions because of some shit doesn't mean you are strong. What this often means is that you're ignoring a natural aspect of yourself that is begging for attention. And each day we do so increases the likelihood we explode with emotions we've been blocking. And of course, that's when shit gets ugly. You can never go around being real with yourself and others. Elizabeth said this. Elizabeth posted this on her wall and... oh yeah. I know, I'm not supposed to record this podcast today, but I just want to do it. Yeah. Marcel, like, thank you very much for... She sent me a voice note this morning that really got to me. And she's someone who really saw my growth from the beginning on this podcast. And I just want to say I appreciate you so much. I know I'm stopping midway right now just to appreciate someone. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for just for having an ear. For having the ear to just listen to my shit. It means a lot to me. Yeah. As you get older, you have to learn how to see and understand both sides. I personally feel like sometimes people may not like to talk to me because I'm not biased. I don't care if you're my friend, family, or lover. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And I would tell you that you can't take somebody's side because of the relationship that you hold with each other. That's why people be so messed up in their head. Because the people close to them are not telling them their mistakes. When I speak about a situation, I mean, I say what you did and what I did because I want someone to correct me if I'm wrong. That's how you grow. That's how you elevate. But some of you, you have coconut head. Nobody can correct you. You're always right. I've been in that position before whereby I hate correction and all of that. Yeah. And it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. But I guess it's what it is. I'm just going to keep this very short. I'm going to keep this very short, but because I think I'm hearing voices around my place right now. Remember, I live in the Zongo community. So every once in a while, you'll be hearing stuff. You hear goats, you hear chickens, you hear everything in the background. But it's what it is. I hope someday I'm able to move to a very, you know, conducive environment where I can record my podcast without any interference and all of that. Yeah, hopefully. And another thing is, quit meeting people and attaching yourself to them so quickly. just because you like their vibe. Enjoy their company. Share common interests. But it doesn't mean that you know them well enough to make them a part of your life, let alone inner circle. Learn to simply enjoy genuine connection with certain people. You'll be screaming about loyalty and treatment, but fail to take accountability for how you blindly let strangers wander and attach yourself to people who haven't shown you anything concrete. Then when they disappoint you, this is why I stay to myself. No, silly. Stop thinking that everybody is supposed to be so deep. Love interest or your next roommate or your next best friend or a long-term business partner or your best friend. Argue with your vulnerability and issues. Be mindful. I think I've been so very careful over the years picking friends. I've got friends, but they don't really know me like that. I might talk a lot, I might share a lot, but I don't really share anything about myself. That is the beauty of me. I can talk to you for like 24 hours and I'm still not going to say anything about myself. I'll just sit, but be saying stuff and all of that. But is there an atom of truth in everything I've said? Oh yeah, but you're not going to be able to differentiate it because I'll be saying shit like that. So out of place. Yeah, and It's okay. So I'm just going to end the podcast here. And you should take care of yourself. You should take care of yourself for your growth. Nobody's trying to destroy you. Everybody's not trying to come in like, you know. Everybody's not coming to do something dirty to you. I promise you. There's someone out there for everybody. But quit. You know, when you meet someone today, it's not the one. Know them properly. Let them show you something concrete before you start, you know, getting close to this person, so that you don't say that, hey, fake friends. No, please. It's not easy and all of that. And for those women who are all, you know, guard up and all of that, you know, release yourself. I'm talking to me too. As I'm talking to you, I'm advising myself. You understand? As I'm advising you, I'm advising myself too. And this, the podcast today is not for only women. It's for men too as well. For the fact that somebody did you dirty doesn't mean that you shouldn't trust any girls again. You need a girl. It's not about fucking bitches every week, you know. It's a waste of money. That money you could be buying bitcoins and all of that and just be doing your shit. But your eye is just fucking different, pussy. And women are fucking expensive these days, you know. Because I, for example, you can't come to me without money. So take care of yourself. It's still me, Esther Almond, on the Esther Almond podcast. I got featured on my friend's, Mikhail Evers' podcast. He's in Boston. I got featured on one of his episodes. I will be releasing it soon. Yeah, I think we're talking about who is the prize in relationship. Who is the prize in relationship? I will go deep. We got so deep into that conversation and it actually led somewhere there, even though I was super, super tipsy. But, It was a privilege to be on that podcast with him. Yeah, so I just want to say take care, have an amazing week. I'll be going to church today myself. Yeah, take care.